the need in Texas for a conversation around issues that so many of you representing your organizations care enormously about and understand that there is a great need to talk about in Texas. So I'm going to talk about need. I'm going to talk about opportunity, and I'm going to talk about responsibility and obligation. And the last part of this, I think, may be the most interesting because it will be essentially the takeaways for all of you as you think about the world going forward. This is an interesting time in all of our lives. Yesterday, I was sitting in my office. I had I was on a conference call on mute. On my screen, we had the legislative live streams of the Texas House and Senate that the Tribune posts with the sound turned off, and I had Donald Trump's press conference up on the television with the sound turned off, and I thought, I am a lucky man. To be in the news business today, it's like the old Chinese proverb, may you live in interesting times. It is both a blessing and a curse. These are interesting times. So let me say a couple of words about the Tribune. We are in business now for more than 7 years. We're in our eighth year in business. We started in November of 2009. I had been the editor, longtime editor, and then editor-in-chief and president of Texas Monthly. I spent 18 years at Texas Monthly. I came up completely through the editorial side of journalism. But as the editor and then the editor-in-chief, I got to know the business of the magazine business. And so when I left to start the Tribune with a couple of other folks, I had a sense of how to run a business. Of course, you think you know something going in on day one, and you actually learn quickly that you do not. It's a little bit like being thrown in the deep end as a kid of the pool without floaties. You figure out how to swim, and that's exactly what you do, I think, when you run a business. The purpose of the Tribune was to solve a problem. The problem was one that we identified over the many years that I was at Texas Monthly, and my colleagues who started the Tribune recognized in their places, and that was that for a state like Texas, which loves to be first and best at everything, which puffs its chest out, talks about exceptionalism, a state that is fast-growing and dynamically changing with complicated and complex problems that are getting more complicated and more complex by the day,